Well, Mark, is it spring already? Is it a budget?
It doesn't really feel like spring. I've seen some daffodils, but it's still cold, isn't it?
Well, there's quite a few daffodils or daffy-dills in Parliament.
Oh, there is.
All right, let's have a quick discussion on what we thought happened in the spring budget with Jeremy Hunt.
It should be a short one.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest with you. Let's look at a few of the key announcements that he made when he delivered his spring budget. I mean, the general feel from everybody is not really that good.
No.
Okay, so we start off with tax cuts. Employee national insurance contributions will be cut from 10% to 8% from this April. And self-employed national insurance will be cut from 8% to 6%. Big deal. What's that going to do? Okay. There's no changes to any income tax, so... All right, so how much is that going to be worth? I mean, I can't imagine it, you know, to the self-employed being any worth any more than between £400 and £500 in a year, if that.
Is that the NI cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying about 450 per year for 27 million workers.
There you go. Big deal. Everybody's food bills have gone up. Utility bills have gone up. So there's that £450 just like gone.
Yeah, gone. It's a short-term measure, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how much of a risk this guy has taken with what he's doing and with the amount of money that he's got to play with. We won't know that unless we can actually look at the figures. But here's another one, child benefit reform. Now, the threshold for the high-income child benefit charge will be increased from $50,000 to $60,000, and the point at which it is withdrawn will be increased to $80,000. Now, those people that are earning up to $50,000, I mean, come on, be honest.
I know.
Do they need the child benefits? Again, he's like sort of going for a segment of people that literally, it's out of reach of all the, you know, the man in the street who's mostly on less than 20,000 in a year. So I don't know. Non-dom tax status scrapped. So Hunt said that those with the broadest shoulders should pay their fair share, and pledged to replace the current non-domiciled tax status with a modern, simpler, and fairer residency-based system. That's probably going to provide a lot of loopholes for those people.
You got it.
And it's only going to come in from April 25, and they won't even be there. So,
I'm sure, did someone shout that out? I'm sure they did. You won't even be there.
I can't believe. It's just... Also, here's an important one. Changes to loans for people on universal credit and debt relief. Now, Jeremy said that he'll take further steps to help with the cost of living and announced changes to budgeting advance loans taken out by people on universal credit, increasing the repayment period from 12 months to 24 months. Right. Okay, so what's the interest charges? Where's the detail?
Yeah.
He also abolished the £90 charge needed to get a debt relief order, a system used to help find solutions for debts people can't pay.
You've got to pay for debt relief.
Yeah.
Only in this country, surely.
I can't. These are just...
We seem to sigh a lot, don't we? Things like this.
Leveling up cash allocated. The Chancellor's allocated 100 million of levelling up funding to go towards projects in areas including Coventry, Dundee and Redditch, and announced an expansion of the plan for towns to 20 new places, which will receive £20 million each over the next 10 years. 5 million will be also allocated to renovate village halls in England. 5 million's going to go absolutely nowhere.
Was thinking at the time, and all right, he's giving some money out, but someone somewhere else isn't getting any, and they're not going to be happy. It's not a lot, really, is it, in the great scheme of things?
Well, in your opinion, here's a biggie for you: alcohol and fuel duties both frozen.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
No, I'm pleased with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's been extended to February 25.
Yeah, when they won't be there. Sorry, I have to keep reminding them about that one.
You ain't going to be there, buddy. You are history.
See you later.
And for all those people who are vaping, there's a new vape tax introduced. There will be an excise duty on vaping products from October 26. So all you people out there vaping, you've only got a couple of years, kiddo. That's it.
I'm surprised it's taken them so long, John.
Well, I don't know. That's the way that this government works.
Yeah.
They plan for the future. And they plan their action in the future. Oh, this is the one that got me. Mark, I'm telling you. Memorial for Muslim soldiers. The Chancellor's opened his budget by unveiling $1 million to be put towards a building a memorial to honour Muslims who died in two world wars in the service of freedom and democracy.
You know what? I'd actually say, yeah, why not? I mean, that sounds a bit expensive. But if they fought, then there should be a memorial for them.
Then why are the Muslims...
I'm not against that. They're on our side. Maybe. Yeah. If they were fighting with Hitler, like it was the Muslim SS division. If it's them, then no.
Well, you know, I don't understand. Because a lot of the Muslims are trying to take over this country now.
We do our thing with remembrance.
And they jump on the monuments.
They want a slice, yeah.
I wonder what would happen if once they build these monuments, we go down there and jump on them.
There'd be an absolute riot, John.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't get near them.
Yeah, come and get us. Come on. And we have all sorts of stink bombs and all sorts of things like that. So when they come to try and take us down, we just throw it down, you know, at them. Nothing too bad. You know, maybe some horse shit or something like that. Hey, take that. See what you think of that. No cow stuff. Cow shit. Let's use cow shit. You know, so that a bit of it goes on the monument at the same time, because they didn't give a damn about defacing our monuments.
No, I wouldn't deface one.
I would.
No, I'd rise up and be bigger than that, me.
Relief for film and culture businesses. Tax credit rate for visual effects has been increased by 5%, and the 80% trap or cap for visual effects costs have been capped or scrapped. I lost the will to live. I'd rather stick needles in my eyes, you know, than looking at the rest of this stuff.
Do you know, he's been painting this picture, hasn't he, of this economic recovery, but there was nothing for businesses in there.
It's just a nothing.
That's not good for investments and productivity, etc. They do it again. They say one thing, and then they just do the opposite, really.
Do you think I'm being unnecessarily negative?
No, because we've still got the highest tax burden, and isn't it something like 100 years? So I think that's pretty negative. Don't
and
you?
Out of how many countries in Europe?
We're probably...
one of the highest.
Look into that one, actually. Yeah, well, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Taking into account the, you know, the cost of living here, products that you buy, utilities. No, they've got to go. I'm not really happy that Labour are going to get in, but the truth of the matter is, Marco... and then when you do, it is going to happen, but we need that change. And then we just got to work on the next 5 years to get rid of Labour.
I think they'll do the work for us, John, won't they? A bit like this current bunch. No, I mean, we're not going to see anything radical now, are we, before an election? Budget-wise, that's it.
Indeed. All right, sir. Well, there you go. That's our take on the spring budget. I'm just getting all. I'm getting all my balloons ready and getting them full of cow shit.
Well, it's not really spring, and that was a nothing burger. So
yeah, nada.
We'll have some fun with some cow crap.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, sir. Take it easy.
Likewise.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.